St. Louis Rams select Tavon Austin.
Got another deep threat, another speed threat for Sam. I'm looking forward to the 2013 season.
If I'm you, if I don't have season tickets, I'm going out to buy them right now. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Austin breaks away. There it is. 100 big ones.
I mean, it definitely was the best feeling in the world. You know, this is what I always dreamed of when I was a little kid. Called for the first skill position, not the boy, man. And it is a great feeling.
Good to be home, St. Louis. St. Louis, be here.
It's good, bro. How you doing, man? Welcome. Glad to have you, man.
You said second coming of Barry Sanders. This kid is in build, in speed and quickness and athletic ability. I think he's Barry Sanders.
I'm just thankful that the whole Rams staff made the jump and came and got me. So I'm pretty much happy that I'm here now, and I'm just pretty much ready to get to work.
Man, you once again getting up early morning. Pretty much day two of rookie minicamp. And, you know, definitely about to go ahead and get this grind. And everything will go good from there. This what you pay up for, this what you play for. So, you know, got to go up here, get in the film room, and hit the practice field a little later.
I mean, it definitely was a great feeling. You know, you finally get to get out here with all the fellas, all the draft picks, and pretty much kind of show what you can do a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you got to learn your new terminology, all the hot reads, and, you know, trying to understand your coach a little better. But overall, I think they ain't doing so good right now.
One thing you have to understand about the difference now between working with your college strength coaches and working with strength coaches in the NFL is we need to get you better, okay? And we're going to do whatever we can to help you get better.
Get the money. Get the money.
You know, I had met him at the combine too. You know, he was the guy that was holding the weights or whatever. But you know, it definitely it sounds like I like one thing I like about him. He gonna work with you. You know, that's what he always tells us. So you know, I'm really looking forward to getting the rhythm today. You know, just see how everything is and you know, lift weights and you know, take it from there.
I like this decision by St. Louis. Since Bradford has been there, they've done everything they could on the defensive side, and now they have the best weapon from this 2013 draft class. This guy's durable, he's hungry, he's tough, and he's coachable. This is a great pickup for the St. Louis Rams.
I think I did pretty good just in the last 2 days. You know, the vet's not here yet, so you really don't really know how good it's going to be, but you know, you just got to stay focused and trust in your coaching. But you know, all the coaches cool. One thing I like about them, they really work with you, but at the same time, they get on you too when they need to. But for the most part, I think everything going well.
You know, you talk about matchup issues with the opponents. Your opponent creates a matchup problem. It's a big play guy, he's explosive. As a returner, as a ball carrier, just get the ball in his hands, he makes people miss and makes big plays.
Good target on you because of where you got drafted, because all the eyes that are on you right now?
It's a little high expectations for me because, you know, I went number 8, but at the same time, when I come over here, I just have fun and, just, you know, pretty much try to do always what I do. And, you know, the number one thing is come over here and make some plays.
Well, actually, it was age 7. And I used to ask them, as all parents do, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be a doctor or, you know, you want to be a lawyer? He's like, Mom, I'm going to be an NFL player. He was like, that's what I'm going to be. I said, you supposed to have an A, B, and a C. Ma, that's A, B, and C. I'm going to be an NFL player.
Number one, early in the game, Tavon's one of our highest rated players. So we've done all this work. We know what we need. We know what we want. We know who can help us. We're going to probably have to go up and get one of those guys. And we chose Tavon for the reasons we wanted to keep adding weapons to this offense and improving it, helping continue to evolve and score touchdowns.
Austin turns the corner down the sideline. Tavon Austin, 80 yards.
He's coming and learning all, not too many mental mistakes, no drops. You know, just learning, taking it all. You know, it's the one-time dream every kid dream of, you know, and, You know, I'm definitely going to take all of it in. I'm going to come out to practice every day and work my hardest. And hopefully when the season starts, I'll be the one to start my receivers out there.